Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's Bruce Hornsby and the Range bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that, that there's only one of me. And hope you'll check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And that's where you can find all the things that we do here every day. The show and the articles and the Brain Trust members, all of them are listed right there. If you want to find out more about any of our Brain Trust members, just go there and type their names into the search engine or noodle around in there on the search on the different categories and very well developed navigation systems on our website there. I'm very proud of it. And you can find articles that I've written or that my Brain Trust members have written. You can subscribe to my newsletter. You can take the poll quest. You can answer the poll, the new poll every month. The one that's in the newsletter, that's on our website as well. So check all that out, and it's a great resource. There's no other resource for small business like our website in the world. And so I hope you check that out. Also, please check out the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you'll go there and noodle around on that. There are videos there. See me talking about the age of the customer. You can read excerpts of the book. You can see the table of contents. You can buy it from us and get an autographed copy. Special offers are there as well. You can link to Amazon if you want to buy from Amazon or Books A Million, any of the bookstores there. You can find all that. So please check all that out at ageofthecustomer.com. So it's just you and me, and I want to. Our most recent poll question, I asked you, how concerned are you that Wall Street and Washington might be creating another financial crisis like the last one, the 2008? And I'm working on a couple of articles about this, so I am going to talk about this a little bit today. But I'll be talking to you more about it in the coming weeks. But I did want to give you the results of the poll, because I always like to report back to you as soon as I can on what you said. What were the final numbers on each one of the poll questions that we asked you there on our online poll? And when I said, how concerned are you that Wall Street and Washington, because they're the two primary ones, they're the two primary problems with the economy in America. It's not Main Street. It's not you and me, small business owners. We're not the problem. We're actually the solution. And I'm not just being prejudiced about that. That's the truth. There's no doubt in my military mind that the solution, that the purity, the quality of capitalism, the quality of the shining hill, the shining light on the hill, is small business, is Main Street. And the opposite of that are the traders on Wall Street and the corrupt relationship that they have with Washington. And apparently you agree with me, because when I said, how concerned are you that Washington and Wall Street would be creating another financial crisis like the one in 2008, 92% of you said concerned, either somewhat concerned or very concerned. Think about that. More than 90% of you said you were somewhat concerned or very concerned. In fact, the big number, 59% said very concerned. 6 out of 10 of you said you were very concerned that Washington and Wall Street are creating another financial crisis like 2008. Now, and of course, just to finish it out, 3% said you were not concerned, and 5% said you were unsure. So folks, here's the thing. Think about that. 6 out of 10 of you don't trust Wall Street or Washington. What does that say about our nation, my friends? What does that say? Here's how that manifests. This is one of the reasons why our economy is still growing barely at 2%. Because if you and I are laying awake at night thinking about our small businesses, worrying about whether Washington and Wall Street are going to drop another shoe on us like they did in 2008. And they did that. They were mostly responsible for 2008. Not completely, and I'll explain that in the weeks ahead. But partially, they were two-thirds, minimum two-thirds, maybe three-fourths of the problem that caused 2008, Washington and Wall Street. And when you have that kind of, when you and I are laying awake at night worrying about whether something we have no control over could possibly take us down like 2008 did, just as we're starting to get back on our feet, that doesn't make you want to grow. That doesn't make me want to borrow money. That doesn't make any of us want to hire more employees, take a risk. It just doesn't. And it's I've never seen anything. This has been the most interesting phenomenon in a sick way. It's been an interesting phenomenon to see what it takes, what it actually, honest to God, takes to hold back the animal spirits, the entrepreneurial fervor of America's small business owners. It takes a lot. And I think we may have found that. And it's in the collusion. It's in the oligarchy that's been created between Washington and Wall Street. My friends, this week there is the first of the presidential debates. It's time now. I haven't been paying much attention because it's been too far away. But this, as of this week, it's now time to start paying attention, to start listening to the people who are running for president, and listen to what they say about things that are going to connect directly back to you and me here on Main Street. Those are the people that I'm going to be looking for, that I'm going to be voting for. It's almost 9 after. I'm sorry, it's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.